We're not really hearing it.
Oh, you're not hearing it?
I hear that.
You don't hear Careless Whisper?
I do now.
Okay. I mean, I was going to play the podcast intro music, but James isn't here, so we could do whatever the hell we want. Okay, well, yeah, that's Careless Whisper, one of the dopest songs of all time. And this is a unique draft pod. James, feel better, a little under the weather, but here we are, three Andes, in a sense, doing the damn thing. We got myself, we got Goshi, and we got that fake-ass Andy known as Drew. Yeah, Dr. Ooh.
Yeah.
I forgot.
What's up, Gosh?
Not much. I'm excited to go through this very extensive list of Andes. There's no way we came to a wall.
Nope, no, never. Not going to hit a wall at all. Yeah, I guess I'll just drop that sweet rap on you all.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Andy, and his is too. We also have different version. Hey, that's Drew. We like to eat frozen hot pockets in the sun. We also like having lots of fun. We're just three dudes who like spamming buns. If you say hi, we'll shoot you finger guns. Bang, bang, you better play dead. Because if you don't, we'll take machete to your head. We don't like violence. We're just three lovers. But you better not take all the freaking covers. We like our legs warm, but don't call us haters. Because if you do, we'll stuff you incinerator. We like to chill and hang poolside. But if we get wet, you will die. Just three guys who couldn't be nicer. But don't cross us or you won't have a lifer. Everyone's, hey, you're so chipper. But then we put them in wood chipper. Slice, slice blood. Oh, it's so pretty. Just three cool guys hanging in the city. I guess you could say we're sweet like candy. So let's play a game and don't fuck with Andy.
Very good.
There it is.
I will never say no to this podcast because at any time you could just skyrocket and not you know, be too good for us.
You never know with sweet rhymes like those, you know.
Yeah, I just realized as you were talking, I need to I got to put names in a. So I'm gonna put A-A-D.
Wait, so then, but that could be that could be anything. A could be him. A could be me.
G L K.
Oh, that works. Yeah, that's like last name thing you're doing there.
All right, it's gonna go in this fossil watch tin from like 2004.
Oh, nice.
Because you can put your weed in here.
You put your ween in there.
Ween. Hey, man! I love the way this whole drawing thing works.
You know
when you're the guy drawing, G.
Okay.
L.
I don't like this. I don't like this.
What you want with this situation here, you want to be, you know, higher up. You want to be drawn first.
I would say so. Although, right. Drew has to wait a long time till he goes again. So there's a little rough patches there, but, yeah, we're doing, Andy's, Andrew's. If your name is Drew and it comes from Andrew, then you're fine to be picked. But if, the name is Drew and Drew only, get the fuck out of here. That's what we say. Yeah. That's what we say here. So, yeah, I mean, Drew, you do the plugs.
Yeah, check out all the great shows on the Jabroni U Network at jabroniu.com. Like Biff Radio, which you can hear me on last week. Why Do We Ever Meet, which you can hear me on back in November. Mm-hmm. Flow and Tell, you can hear me on like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
What else do we have?
New Jabroni Pro Wrestling.
You can hear me last summer during the G1.
Locals After Hours.
Local Hours, the After Hours. You can hear me from like 2 years ago during the pandemic.
That's right.
And Ceramic Cat, I guess the last podcast I have to conquer.
Yeah.
And of course, this podcast, the Draft Podcast.
That's right.
You find the time.
Yeah, I know.
And if you want to find Goshi, you just got to go back to one of our old episodes where we plug his information.
Yeah, because we're not doing it today.
Nope.
You've got two. That's enough.
Yeah. Like, is this only the third time you've been on? It feels like more.
I think it's three because you did Stallone, Arnold.
And we did the Corys.
And sequels.
Yeah, so this is four.
Four. Oh, he's knocking down that Golden Eagles door.
He's almost a Golden Eagle.
He's about to be a five-timer.
Yeah? I didn't know about the Golden Eagle, but now I'm very excited.
Yeah, it was. I thought you were like being like, hey, can I be a Golden Eagle at four? Because your shirt's a little golden.
Yeah, hey, you know what they say, dress for the job you want, not the job you have.
That's true. That is true.
All right. Well,
Drew,
yeah,
put us on the clock.
Did you hear
your clock noise?
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I guess that's pretty good.
It sounds like it. It sounds like when we pop the clock.
That's true. And Goshi has a steel card. I've got, I think, two, and Drew's got one.
And I don't know if we're, are we extending the Kevin Roll to guests? Just for us.
I think it's just for us.
Okay. So at any point during this draft, Andy Liner or myself can just say, hey, we were going to reshuffle the
You know
draft
what?
Order.
Let's give it to the guest too.
Okay. Okay.
That's the what rule?
It's the KA rule. From our listener, Kevin Aldridge. He said that we should have like once a year have like a mulligan on the draft order. So if you don't like it, you can just say, I want to redo it. And then James came up with
me because I could just do it.
Yeah.
Hold on to it.
Yeah, and exactly. So
you guys do use it now because there's only three of us. You know, other times there could be
four
at least. Yeah. But if we get to like round five and you're like, I'm running out of people, you could just redo it, but you could also get third and screw yourself.
Yeah,
I think I'm sitting pretty at two, especially if it's.
Yeah, so, that's true.
All right. Well, Andy characters, Andy actors. Let's get it. Drew, you're popped. I think your time's up, so you lost your pick.
I'm going to go
to Goshi.
I'm going to go with the character of Andy Kaufman in Man on the Moon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Some James Carey.
We knock one off your nine there, did I?
For one. Okay.
He's down to eight. This is going to get interesting quick.
Okay.
There's a documentary that could still go, right?
So when you going nuclear, so all if Andy Kaufman was in anything,
oh, that's true.
He'll be up, right?
Yeah,
he's one of the unique ones that overlaps.
If I would say if he personally was in it, he can still be in it. But if there's a character of Andy, you can't pick that character again. Yeah. So I guess Jim and Andy is off the board,
except for the fact that Andy is in Jim and Andy.
Yeah. That's true. Okay.
So half of that movie works.
Loophole.
Okay, I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have said that, but
Andy, just adding this to my list so it doesn't look so slim anymore.
We're just anytime somebody hears typing, you know, it's just him. Oh yeah, I totally had that.
So yeah. Without James, it's difficult to know if I'm speaking out of turn. Should I go or am I?
Drew, that's all you have to say about Andy Kaufman, Jim Carrey.
Let's hear your opinion on him.
Yeah, talk about it.
This was a fucking great movie, and like again with the subsequent movie that may or may not exist out there, it's up to you guys to decide if it's still out, if it exists in the world. Like, you know, you find out how like fucking deep into it he got, like, and like why it was so good. But yeah, I loved this movie when it came out.
Would you rather be on the moon or on Mars?
I think Mars.
The moon you could like live though, right?
I don't think you can live on either right now.
Well, like,
I mean, what you could do it in your spacesuit.
Is Mars hotter?
That's, of course, if you think that, no, it's colder.
It's colder than the moon?
Yeah, just because it's red doesn't mean it's hotter.
I said redder. I know that. How many moons does Mars have?
Wait, Mars has moons?
We don't know yet.
I think they have one, right?
Dude, Mars is negative 81 degrees.
Oh, dude, I'd freeze my ass off.
Oh, my God. That is crazy. And then the moon temperature is... Oh, the moon's worse. Wait, no, wait a second. The moon can get to 127 degrees Celsius. What? I'm so confused.
Yeah, probably when it's on the side that's closer to the sun.
Oh, and it could get down to negative 208 degrees.
Yeah, when it's on the other side.
Sounds like Ohio.
<Ba-dum-bum>.
Yeah, I guess I'd rather live on Mars then. You're right.
I'll just stick to where I'm at. I like it here on Earth.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's not like it doesn't start with an M though.
That's not what the draft is though.
Yeah, you have to stay on somewhere that starts with an M.
All these every movie you pick has to begin with an M. And it has to be Andy, and you can't do the same Andy twice.
Yeah. I don't think I even know nine planets anymore, to be honest.
Oh, you know what? Here, let's see. I'm not going to do that. I was going to see.
It wasn't a planet anymore, though. They revoked its privileges.
So it's eight, right?
Yeah.
It's
kind of messed up.
I think there's a planet bigger than Pluto that isn't a planet. And they're like, well, we can't fucking let Pluto stick around here if that guy is bigger than Pluto.
I feel like that's not really fair.
Yeah, didn't they just find one? Kepler?
Yeah.
That's the Kepler, livable planet,
wait.
Right?
So they found it and named it. You're saying they found Kepler, but they actually named it before they found it.
I don't know. What is cool though is it was named after the guy who did find it, Andy Kepler.
Yeah, Andy Kepler. I love Andy Kepler,
man. Yeah,
his name is Drew Kepler, but it's not short for it's Andrew. But it's not Andy.
Yeah, full name's Drew, but they call me Andy. Yeah.
All right. I think now's a good time where you won't be talking out of turn.
Yeah.
Okay. I just gotta go for the big ones right off the bat. Otherwise, they're just gonna go away. So I'm not necessarily doing my favorites in order. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I don't think Shawshank Redemption is going to stick around there if I don't take it right now. Character, Andy Dufresne.
I had it, yeah. Andy Dufresne.
Did you have it?
Andy Dufresne got raped by a bull.
I think we all had it, yeah.
I was watching this show the other day. It's called Aerial America. It's on the Smithsonian Channel, if you get that channel. And they fly over different states in America and they show what, you know, they tell you what's doing there. And the tree that Andy Dufresne sits at in the movie is in the middle of a field. And so many people were going there to see the tree that the farmer who owned it just put up like a big fence. You can't go in and get the tree. It looks very nice. It's like just sitting in the middle of the field. It's still there and it's beautiful, but I guess the guy who owns it is a bit of a dick.
Andy Dufresne?
No, the farmer who owns the property that the movie was filmed at for a scene.
It also looks like the same property that like Powder was shot at.
It might be. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know that.
Because Andy Dufresne and Powder both have kind of iconic like farm looking rain scenes.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that they share a similarity in that and there's rape in Shawshank Redemption and the guy who directed Powder was arrested for child rape. But it's not. I guess they have maybe a couple things in common.
Dude, 6 degrees of rape, you know?
It's more than one way to skin a cat, you know?
It's still working.
Yeah. That's crazy, yeah.
He wrote the... What's the horror movie with Justin Long?
Barbarian?
Really?
What's that?
Barbarian?
No, Jeepers Creepers.
Oh.
He wrote that. I think Justin Long is in that. My memory tells me that he was in that.
Sounds right. Right.
Yeah, probably. Justin Long's in everything.
Yep. Andy Dufresne, seeing some shit, you know?
I feel like your demeanor has changed, Andy L. I think that you was this one of your picks that you were like, if this doesn't happen, I'm gonna be in a bad mood when the draft is over tonight.
No, I'm actually I'm pretty hyped because I'm gonna get my first overall pick.
I'm gonna kick my dog.
Yeah.
Because I didn't get Andy Dufresne.
Yeah. I'm gonna kick him a second time because I was already gonna kick him once. Now I'm gonna kick him a second time. And that's on you.
The one was for funsies. The other one is for this.
Yeah. Like, who doesn't just, you know, see their dog and give them a good kick in the face, you know? That's why they have hard mouths.
I don't know.
They can take it.
I think that's mean.
Really? Are you sure about that? Come on now. No, I call it playing. We call it playing. Me and the dog. We just say that we're playing with each other.
Andy pick.
Yeah. I try to kick him, he tries to bite me. It's like a game thing we do, you know. Yeah. All right. Andy Kaufman, Andy Dufresne. And the draft is already getting light. No, I'm hype. I'm getting Rod Kimble, Andy Samberg, and Hot Rod.
Okay.
That's
not
right.
Familiar with his work, but okay.
Excuse me?
So I'm not really familiar with this guy's work.
Dude, you like to party, though. I like to party.
I haven't seen this movie in so long. I saw it like when it came out, and yeah. I need to rewatch it. Because I know I would appreciate it even more.
Yeah.
And yeah, I've been meaning to rewatch it this time.
So it absolutely gets better over time.
I was going to say, I'm going to hold on to what my pick is because I have a different pick for Andy Samberg. Mm-hmm. Because if we need to thicken this draft up a little bit later, we might have to interject some doubles later.
Wait, can you remove a nuclear after you've already launched a nuclear?
It's not easy.
Yeah. I mean, we can always, you know, send a strike team drone to intercept.
We'll send Tom Cruise.
We can
fly a jet, right?
We can send Iron Giant up to take it up and out of the earth and blow up.
We'll call that
the Iron Giant rule. So you have the nuclear rule and the Iron Giant. And the Iron Giant comes in and intercepts the nuclear.
Yeah. To show we have a heart.
Exactly.
I like that. Very emotional rule. Yeah.
James is going to listen to this and freak out that we're just shitting all over the sanctity of the draft.
Yeah. He leaves for one day.
No, and but
I'll do it at a Chili's. I'm like, it's the new rule. It's the Chili's rule.
That's right. All of us are in Chili's.
Sorry,
in our local cities.
Dude, that would be amazing if we all just paused right now and drove to Chili's.
Just separate Chili's. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just get. We all get like the fajitas, so it's like obnoxiously loud.
We're like,
oh yeah.
Don't order separate. Order the family. Order the two for 20, dude.
Yeah.
You're doing wrong.
And then you guys are going to be like, hey, you have to leave. You accidentally went to an Applebee's. So then I'll have to get up and like,
Chili's
I'll have
is
to
too
pay for
spicy.
The check, all that.
It's too spicy.
I have to get some margs, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, Hot Rod, one of the greatest movies of all time. We got the great, you know, fight dance scene. It's fantastic. The montage and then him just falling down the hill for what feels like 5 minutes is one of the greatest things in cinema history.
Yeah. And I always just marveled at the fact that like the whole premise of this is I'm gonna do this so I can pay for my dad's surgery to make him better so I can then beat him up. It's so stupid, and I love it.
Yeah, one of the greatest plots there has ever been. Oh, man. Okay. Up next, I'm going to go with another all-time classic.
Uh-huh.
I'm going Andrew Largeman, Garden State.
Yes.
Zach Braff.
Yeah. You got it.
Bang. Hell yeah. Garden State introduced me to some dope music that I have on my sleep playlist that I still play to this day.
Mm-hmm.
That new slang by the Shins.
Did you make it through the movie, or did the movie itself put you to sleep? And then you're like, I'm gonna.
Oh, I love that movie. It's like it's a rainy day movie for me. Like, it's one of my top rainy day movies.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
It's a timestamp movie for me. I feel like it.
Yeah.
Been long enough now where it's like, also, I don't know, 2003 or four, whenever it came out, it was so long ago. Like, if you're like talking about an 80s movie in 2005. Jeez.
Oh man, that was 20 years ago.
It does fit, like, I don't know. I feel like it does. It's a good job of being like of the time or something, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
One thing I always loved, like, as far as this movie goes, there was like a line in it, like the guy who, like, in his buddy who had all the money and he invented like the was it the noiseless Velcro or whatever. He's mm-hmm. like, what have you done? He's like, I don't know, man. I bought some shit and now I'm just fucking bored as hell. Like, it's like, he's the way he's like, yeah, the money was great for a while, but then it was just, it ran, like, the excitement ran out real fast.
Yeah. You can't even call it Velcro. You have to call it hook and loop.
That's right.
Because Velcro is like Kleenex, you know?
Yeah.
You have to say, like, tissue or something like that.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy. Like, brands that explain what the thing is.
Mm-hmm.
There's, like, not too many, but Velcro is one of them.
That'd be a good draft pod, especially.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you got the harder, the better.
Like,
but you have to draft the other thing. Like, so you have to say tissues.
Oh, okay.
Cotton swabs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Cause Q-tip is an artist and something that cleans your ear.
It would be interesting if there was enough, it would be great to do that, but do it as a drinking game. So if you said the actual thing, you had to drink.
I feel toilet like it would paper, be... I think you can say.
Toilet paper?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a brand.
Yeah. Which, why isn't it? Like, why hasn't somebody just been like, I'm going to take all these things and I'm going to make it into a brand?
So have you seen people can't say Family anymore. Affairs? I think that's why. They're like, fuck with us, please. We're begging you to.
Yeah, that's true.
I know they look soft and cuddly, but whew.
What's the first toilet paper
and find out?
Yeah, what's the first toilet paper that comes to your mind, Goshi?
Kroger.
Whoa,
store brand.
That is crazy. Drew, what's yours?
Charmin. You know, it's
Charmin Ultra Strong, man.
Charmin for me too.
The
man.
Red package, the four times massive roll, the 4 = 16.
I'll go with the blue too, though. I don't like. It's cool, you know?
I used to be a Cottonelle guy. And then, like, I actually visited my dad one time up in Ohio. And I was like, Dad, what kind of toilet paper do you have in there? And he's like, I don't know. Like, I think it's Charmin. And I was like, I'm going to buy Charmin from now on.
Yeah, Cottonelle flakes. You don't want that.
Yeah.
You know? It's just a little too flaky. Those like, I don't even like Kleenex anymore.
Yeah.
I'd rather blow my nose with paper towel. I don't know how you guys feel about the situation.
You are powerful with the nose blow.
Can I tell you, like,
I will say that.
I don't want things remaining because, like, if
I'm legit sick and mucusy, like, yeah, I almost have to go paper towel because of that reason. Because, like, you just blow right through any type of tissue.
It's too soft. Like, I'm a feel guy. You know, I don't like certain like blankets. My wife will be like, she'll get mad because she spent like a lot of money on a certain blanket. And I'm like, I can't have that touching me. Just keep it on your side.
And you're like, and by the way, where are we supposed to put all these blankets? They're all folded nicely.
Yeah.
I have, so we don't have Kleenex. We only use toilet paper to blow up, to, you know, runny nose. We're like, unless we're sick, then we'll get Kleenex.
But I feel like it's the same thing.
Yeah. And here's what I, and this is a little TMI, but I think nose blowing in general is pretty fucking gross. And people just like straight up do it. Like you'll be in an office and someone just like honk farts out of their face. On top of it, it's not just a noise and a sound. They're like blasting snot and boogers into something like feet away from you. And it's socially accepted. So I know I'm the weird one. It's my problem. It's not everybody else's problem. So I.
No, you're spitting. Keep going.
But this is what I have two things that I do that I think are the most smart way to do things, and I'll fight anybody about it. One of them is blowing my nose. This is gross because we're talking about blowing your nose.
No, not gross. I want to hear.
I do it in the shower. It's all loose. It gets out. I'm done with it. Everything's clean afterwards. There's no like hanging boogers or anything like that. The other thing, also in the shower, I shave in the shower. And it blows my mind that nobody else does. I brought this up at work one time, and everybody was fucking thought I was an idiot.
Do you have a full-length mirror in the shower, though?
No, I have a little suction mirror. And so I suction the mirror to the wall, and then I have, like, an electric shaver. I shave my face, and then I throw the electric shaver out. And then I turn the shower on. It's hot water kind of cleansing your face right after you shave. And then there's no little hairs you got to clean up. There's literally no cleanup, because by the time you're done with the shower –
that's genius.
Yeah. See, I don't do that anymore, and I don't know why I ever stopped. Because not only that, like you get the hot towel effect, so like it's easier to shave as you go. And like you know what
so
I
do?
Do
you
also
have hot foam that you're doing too? Put the foam in your hand, heat it up with the water, and then slap your face.
Me, I don't. I just it's clippers.
Oh, okay, no foam.
So you don't use the razor in there?
No.
Oh,
you're talking about that old school thin foam.
But I guess that does make sense.
It'll break on you if you do that. They don't think about it. But I had a coworker who was like super pumped about this bib that he essentially bought. And you like tie it around your neck, and then you, this is outside of the shower on the sink, and then you attach the suction cups to the wall, and then you shave, and it catches it in this bib. And then I was like, that's fucking idiotic.
Yeah, you could just go in the shower. You're right.
And I was like, you can go in the shower, and then
yeah.
And somehow I was the weird one in that situation.
That sounds like something. Remember those old catalogs, like late 90s, early 2000s, that would come, and it would all be like weird as seen on TV shit that like
shower phones
or like a fucking shaver bib.
Yeah.
Like it just sounds like what would be in there. Yeah, but you know what else I do? I also brush my teeth in the shower.
Yep, me
you
too.
Do. Yeah.
I do too.
Smart. Huh.
Yeah,
you guys are interesting.
I'm not doing anything when I get out of that shower except hitting some deodorant and running to get dressed as fast as possible. I'm so embarrassed by my body. I cannot be naked for more than
the mirror is a little too big for your liking.
Yeah,
I get that. Yeah, I mean, now are you a finger on one side of the nose and then onto the other, or are you like taking both fingers? And
no,
fully
I'm not,
blowing into
I'm not
your
blowing
hand.
It into my hand. No.
Okay. All right.
Again, this is getting into disgusting territory, but this everybody who's grossed out by it has probably blown their nose in a room.
I think this is good FYI information.
Yeah, I'm going nose,
nostril.
This is the second thing I do in the show. I wash my hair, then I do this, and then it just also
so you go hair washing first.
I get in the shower, wash my hair.
Okay.
Do the thing, wash my face, and then it's on to the back scrubber, the foot scrubber, the body wash, all that stuff.
Did you hear that, Drew?
Yeah.
Foot scrubber.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to have crusty old hard feet.
We were discussing that because people were like, how often do you actually wash the bottom of your feet? And I said what I do is like put some gel, put body wash on the ground of the shower, and then I wipe my feet on it and then kind of rinse them off.
I do it double time. I give it the pumice stone, and then
whoa,
and then when I'm
soft feet.
And when I'm doing the you know the loofah,
yeah.
I'm hitting the feet again.
Dang. Dude. Drew.
You guys wear
socks? He definitely has the softest feet here.
Oh, for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah,
these feet aren't in the construction zone or whatever.
Right.
As with
yeah, you'd probably be high on the wiki feet.
Oh, but yeah. I do often do the, especially like when they get real dry, like I will often, probably once a month, I'll do the whole
waffle stomp.
No, the lotion in the socks thing. Ooh. Where it
wait,
really...
you put lotion in the socks?
No, like you put them you put it on your feet, but then you put socks on, so yeah. it keeps it like hydrated, and then like it kind of heals up your feet a little bit.
I've heard, really? Heard of this, but I can't do it. Can't bring myself to.
The same thing with gloves. If you have like, you can do that with gloves.
I thought you were just pumping lotion into the sock and then just putting it on.
No.
So if you come into my house and I have a Kroger bag tied around my neck filled with lotion, I'm about to sleep. Please let me take my nap.
Drew buys his socks.
It's my moisturizer.
Yeah. That's what you said, Drew, right? You buy your socks in threes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
James just texted me, so we have to keep moving.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even know where we're at. Did you take your second pick?
No, I need to take the second pick.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But he's already out of picks.
Andrew Largeman.
Oh, I'm trying to do this strategically. All right, I'm going to go.
Why do we always talk about weird shit when you're on here? Like, we always talk about routine. We always talk about just routines.
I thought this was how it always was. All right, I'm going to pick somebody that would probably still be here for another round. But I'm going Breakfast Club. Andrew Clark. Emilio Estevez.
Emilio.
I love this movie. I haven't watched it in a very long time, meaning like 8 years maybe or something. But
that's a long time.
But this was one that like was on TV all the time, and that's how I discovered it. Just like finally stopping on it after like skipping over it forever, and loved it, and was very happy that it worked out. And I love this movie.
Now
I do the dance on the railing. You remember that part?
Yeah,
absolutely. If you were going to a club that served breakfast, what breakfast are you rocking?
I'm doing a breakfast burrito, probably. I'll do chorizo. I'll do limited meat with just bacon and just a bunch of veggies. A breakfast burrito is generally the way I go. There's a place up the street that does a breakfast burrito, and then they put it in the oven for a minute, and they melt like cheese on top of it.
Ooh.
So it's like a few slices on top of it.
What kind of cheese? Like,
it's like, I don't know. It's like a white cheese that kind of gets to like a
Cajito?
Little brown. No, it's not that. It's like, I don't know, a white cheese. It's not Swiss.
Queso?
Could be. It seems like it comes in a square.
Just say yes.
Queso.
Well, no, I'm like not talking about like, I'm talking about like queso fresca or whatever.
Yeah.
Not like queso, like as in the
stuff.
No,
I 100% know what you mean. Yeah. But I'm sorry. But it's very good. I love it. It's awful. It's even worse. It's like, how can we make you feel even worse about it after you have a breakfast burrito? But
it's smart because I said breakfast in a club. So if you're in a club, you don't really want to have a messy breakfast. A burrito you can pick up and dance at the same time.
Yeah, but I did have to be
unless you go around the world with it.
Yeah, but if I was dancing with a breakfast burrito, it would all be in my hips. Because I don't eat a breakfast burrito, not one fucking bite, without a hot sauce on each bite.
Oh.
Okay.
If I'm dancing, it's hot sauce. And
so like a McDonald's breakfast burrito, you're putting it on, bite. Next one, bite. Next one, bite. All the way until you've polished the whole thing off.
Yeah.
God damn it.
But I'm unhappy about...
Is this an Andy thing? Have you ever thought about just opening up the burrito and... putting it all the way down it?
No, because I like to. I do the same thing with like pico. It's not all the time that I have the privilege of a bowl of pico, but I'll take a bite. I'll scoop pico put it on the chomp, and then bite it again. That all aside.
Okay.
I love it because it's an experience, right? It's not just like you're not taking that food for granted. You're like showing it the proper love by putting care into every single bite. I respect that.
You know what really irks me though is you sit down, they got a bomb breakfast burrito on the menu. You order it and you're like, "Do you have any hot sauce?" And they have sriracha and Tabasco. I'm like, then I really consider reordering.
I can do with a Louisiana.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I like a Louisiana. But yeah, if they just like come back with sriracha, I'm like, that's not what I'm talking about.
All right, I got a favorite hot sauce on three. We're all gonna say it at the same time. One, two, three, Cholula.
Cholula Lime.
Okay.
You guys, okay. Hasn't even said anything yet.
What?
I said Lime, or you didn't even say anything.
I said Cholula to copy you.
Yeah. Oh, you said Cholula.
Yeah, I said it too. Yeah.
Oh, we all said Cholula?
Yeah, I said Cholula. Yeah. But I like the lime, the green top. Yeah.
Okay, so like you're like a Bud Light Lime over a Bud Light guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I gotcha.
But I also
honestly was thinking too, because I'm really
a lot of hot sauces I don't like. So
yeah, I really like truff right now.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had that one? It's like a truffle.
Yeah, you got the red or the black bottle?
I got the black bottle.
Yeah, I've had the red.
Yeah, the red one's a little spicier, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the black one was just kind of like a nice entrance point.
You know what I've been like fucking with a lot is the Old Bay hot sauce.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, you guys get that? I had to order that on Amazon, and I spent like fucking $12 on it.
Oh yeah, I can get it at the store.
Yeah, they don't have it here.
What's your address, bro?
I think I got ripped off. I didn't really have,
text like, me your address.
Yeah, I will.
I got you.
Nice. I need this? I have had it, but I do think that it could very easily have been somebody just selling me a bottle of something else.
Yeah.
I really like the Hot Ones hot sauce from like season one or two. And it was like almost like a pineapple-y kind of one.
Yeah.
That one was incredible.
He really sent me the address. That's amazing.
Hey, you do it with one. You don't want to send me
that was like 10 seconds.
You're going to get my address.
I don't think I finished the sentence yet. And it was already on its way.
It's so fast.
I know.
How did that happen?
Hey, I just, I love hot sauce. I don't know what to say. I'm not a big, and after this, James again, he's blowing me up. He really, really does not want to have this conversation with us. I'm not a big sweet and hot. You said you did like.
Oh.
Yeah,
I like I like a candied jalapeno.
Yeah. I like a mango hab.
Yeah, like I'll get like a jar where like you unspin the jar and you're like, holy shit, I unspin the jar and I have the outside of the jar in my hand, but the stupid lid is still stuck to the thing. So then you got to put a knife in and you got to like pry it up just to get it off. And then you put it back in the jar thinking that it'll work from then on, but it doesn't. It just sticks. So that's the can that it's in, the glass jar.
A mason jar. Like a,
yeah. And then you get you get this like little sweet kick with the candied part, but then you get that hot kick with the jalapeno. A candied jalapeno, trust me, top notch.
I like the way you say jalapeno.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's silent.
There was a guy that I would order food from. It was called Fish in the Village, and it was actually pretty darn good. But they'd have fried jalapeno, or they'd have grilled jalapenos or whatever. And he'd always repeat the order back to me, and he'd go, okay, and grilled jalapenos. Grilled jalapenos. He has the menu. He created the menu.
Jalapenos. But that feels like something offensive you would say about your private parts.
Jalapeno. When you touch it after when you shouldn't, before you wash your hands after touching something hot, you have a jalapeno.
Yeah, I've done that several times, messed up my eye from touching something hot and then directly going to the eye.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I won't get into it because James is now hitting me up about it. So I'll go ahead and do my pick.
Oh yeah.
I'm going to go with Wet Hot American Summer.
Ooh.
Andy, Paul Rudd.
Nice.
Yeah. One of the It was one of the first people I thought of when you said characters. Like, oh yeah, fucking that whole him that Trey scene is so fucking funny.
Yeah.
I never watched. Still haven't watched the series. I need to get on it.
Oh yeah. There's
no reason I should. It's
they're both great.
Well received.
Yeah.
I haven't watched. I love the movie.
Yeah.
I usually would get annoyed with like people that kiss like that in movies, but I really like that.
Yeah.
You know, it's just something about it. Like something about Paul Rudd that's just so lovable that whatever he does is just lovable.
I know. And he's been around for so long that we should have tired out on him a lot and a while ago.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's good.
I feel like he knows how to separate. You know what I'm saying? Like he just understands how to never be annoying.
Yeah. And he also still looks like the same kid from Halloween 6.
Like, true.
He's just, it's like he hasn't aged whatsoever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Him and what is it, Pharrell?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I mean, plus he makes awkward dancing look incredible. Like if you're talking about top tier awkward dancers, like where it also like you're like, damn, that looks good.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Rudd's up there at the top.
Yeah.
Like Conan's up there. Paul Rudd.
Is Conan up there just with his one dance?
Just from his one dance.
the string dance.
The string.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
And when you're good.
Yeah.
If you got it, you got it. If you got a move, go with the move, you know?
Yeah.
There's no reason to change up the game if it's working for you.
Yeah. And I'm going to say this and I'll move on to my next pick, but the Paul Rudd double take in this is so fucking good.
Yeah.
It's so overdone. It's just amazing.
Or when they're driving, this isn't Paul Rudd, but when they're driving the van back, and he's like, oh Jesus Christ, yeah. The van is still driving.
Oh man, God.
Just out of nowhere.
Oh man, all right. Drew.
I'm gonna go with one of my favorite movies, Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Damn.
That was my next. That was going to be the pick.
Andy Serkis.
You should just steal it from him right now.
Well, I was going to do it a little bit more funny because I was going to pick Flushed Away because I know I get all of the movies with it.
I've thought about that so many times when we do nuke, just picking like the worst thing just to knock it off. Yeah.
So you just like take him as Gollum and then everybody's like, you could have took anything, but you took that piece of shit? Yeah, I get it.
I don't want to jinx myself, but that is the first. Well, no, Man on the Moon, but that for the very short list I had, I still have a lot of contenders left here, so I'm glad.
Yeah,
but I was gonna pick Andy Serkis just for cool points. I mean, he's cool.
Also,
yeah,
if you say his name, people are always gonna think of CIRCUS. So I like that he's like mind fucking everybody.
Oh man, I've never put that together.
Yeah. I was just saying, think about it.
No, it's think just about like it. He's like, people will always do that. Oh, I've never thought about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a
like ask is. Go okay, everybody just go to somebody, doesn't matter who, tomorrow, and just be like, hey, how do you spell Andy Serkis? See what they come up with.
They're not gonna guess that.
No.
Probably gonna spell circus.
They're gonna be like, what's an Andy Serkis?
Oh, it's a good time.
It's that's the circus of just Andy's.
Damn. What would if like the three of us were in a circus, what do you think the three of us would do, Drew? Like what would each one of our roles be?
Oh, I thought like are we all like a one act or
we're different circus different performers. Times? Yeah, we're different circus performers. Oh, okay. So. Give us circus responsibilities.
I feel like you're the guy in the top hat telling everybody about the show. the ringmaster, I guess.
Yeah, super like... creepy though.
Yeah.
There's no ringmaster that's not super creepy.
That's true. That is true.
I'll do it though. That's fine.
Yeah. I think Andy Goshi. Let me have a look at him.
He does have good feet, remember?
He does have good feet. Yeah, those nice soft feet. Maybe he walks on coals.
Oh,
that'd actually be good. That'd be like kind of helping my feet out still, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. A little health and beauty action.
Yeah. Getting paid
while
to...
you're performing.
You're basically at the spa all day.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like I maybe be like the idiot who puts his head in a lion's mouth.
I was gonna say lion tamer.
You're like, I'm the promoter. I'm not really there. I kind of just pop in and out. We're like, no, I can't do that. Yeah, I just come in and plug the check.
Yeah. Make sure. I make all the money. I
super hot wife.
Yeah. I bang all the trapeze artists, you know?
Mm-hmm. All dudes. Because it is all, like, I guess the thing is with Andy's, typically, if it's a girl, for whatever reason, I don't know why they do this. Like, if you meet an Andrea that turns to Andy, they take the Y and flip it to an I. Why are they all about themselves?
I don't know, man.
That's a double. Why are they all about themselves?
Yeah. I am not sure.
I'm just saying. What is up with that? I don't get it.
What's up with that?
Although I guess like the first person that flipped Andrew to Andy, people were probably like, why'd you put a Y on the end of it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Felt right.
Well.
Just felt right.
All right, Ghosh.
All right. I'm not getting another one taken away from me, so I'm gonna go with a very easy one. One that's he's got a catalog you could probably pick and choose from. Going Beverly Hills Chihuahua, Andy Garcia's whole catalog. He's got the Untouchables in there too, but mark me down for Beverly Hills Chihuahua, please.
Ocean's 11, you're gone.
Yeah.
I mean, I own it, but it's
Beverly Hills Chihuahua you own?
No. I'm saying I own the whole catalog. Ocean, however many, fine. Got it.
I thought you were saying you owned Beverly Hills Chihuahua. You had like the.
I really want to go unnuclear now. I want to do the just so like I can now take, like he has Beverly Hills Chihuahua, and I come in and just take Ocean's 11 or the Untouchables, Godfather 3.
I put Chihuahua in this spreadsheet, and it looks like Chihuahua is like a Hawaiian name. I 100% did not spell this correctly.
Like it's got spaces in it.
Yeah, it's like Maui, but it's like Chihuahua.
Well, I thought I spelled it too, and it's got a red line under it, so it must not be right. But down here, it doesn't have a red line, so I don't know.
I spelled it. You ready for this? This is how dumb I am in this particular moment. C H I H A U A U.
I did C H I U A H A H A like Chua.
Okay, you did a laugh and I did like a hua. You know?
It's a fucked up word.
It is. It's not even a word.
Yeah. It's a dog.
Who made up Chihuahua?
I know.
Chihuahua. So it should be Cha C H like and then like the gas station W A W A.
Oh, we don't have those out here.
Oh, you don't have a Chihuahua?
Oh, I'm going to send you a Wawa, too.
Sent you my link.
Where are you going to put it in your house?
A Chihuahua?
He's just gonna move the brush.
Giant
brush.
Know.
Like, that brush is big enough. It's about the size of a gas station.
Why do you have 14
at least,
pups?
At least it looks like that from here, my perspective, you know.
Yeah. You got 14 pumps in your house? That makes no sense.
Ooh, that'd be sweet though. Does Wawa sell eggs?
Yes.
They do.
They have bomb ass breakfast sandwiches. Yeah.
And the eggs.
Dude, actually, they got good breakfast burritos.
Dude, they have really good breakfast burritos.
We need to get you down to Florida for a trip, Andy.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. They got kettle chips there?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, go ahead, send me one. I'll figure out where to put it.
Yeah, like Miss Vicky's. You know, Miss Vicky?
Oh, yeah, I know some stuff around.
Yeah.
Yeah, no Wawa here. And what you have a big regular like Kroger store that is
Publix.
Publix, yeah.
What do you guys got out there? Like Shells? BP?
Gas stations? Yeah, Shell. You'll find a 76. There's this one that's been popping up.
76? Wow.
You guys got Buc-ee's?
No. But we have there's a dinosaur one that's been popping up called Sinclair.
Ooh. Ooh. Yeah.
It's green.
Well, here's the thing that you have, though. You go into your gas stations, and like it'll be a random place that just serves like the best tacos.
Oh yeah, there's a place that actually is, and it's not all the time, but there is a place that was like ranked like very high for tacos in a mobile.
Maybe yeah, see, that's what I'm talking about. Like California's got great gas station tacos.
Yeah,
we talk about like gas station hot dogs down here in Florida or whatever. Like gas station tacos that are bomb, that's unbeatable.
And this is like at an old like Subway place, so it's like you're not picking it up and heating it up in a microwave. You have enough.
Yeah,
someone put it on there.
Yeah, they just moved into a Subway and were like, "We'll figure out like where to put our containers that fit how Subway did their servings."
Yeah, it's called Cilantro. Is the restaurant if you're ever out here and you want to find it? Also, I love cilantro. Do you guys? Does it taste like soap to either of you two?
No, I love cilantro. So like chipotle rice, totally my thing.
Yeah. It's bomb.
Yeah.
Oh man, I found like a recipe. It's not as good as chipotle, but like to make that shit at home. Oh, it's so good.
Mm.
Yeah.
Dude, if soap tastes like that, I'd legit buy soap off the shelf.
Yeah.
And eat it.
Get those big family packs and
shave it on rice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, if there's nothing to eat, I'll grab a bar of Irish Spring.
Yeah.
Irish Spring? Oh, I was going to say Zest.
Soap quesadillas.
Oh, yeah. My God. Ooh, sopa. Isn't that a thing? Sopa?
Soup.
Yeah. See what I'm saying? That's probably what they're doing.
I think it, I haven't seen it in person, but I think you're probably onto something. I think that you are.
Yeah. Dude. All right. Oh, wow. I got to follow Andy Garcia, Beverly Hills Chihuahua.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go.
This is going to be
a tough one.
No joke about a 4-hour podcast.
I'm going to. What's up?
So how many rounds do we go again? How many more picks we have?
We're going 7. It's good, though. It's good, though. I'm going to go Andy Davis Toy Story. You know, it's iconic.
We're coming off
to the game. Like you flip over a toy and it says Andy on it. Like that's pretty sweet. Cause like if I ever see that out in public and a kid's just got it, I just take it from him.
But yours.
And I'm like, it's mine.
Yeah.
Is your,
control your ID. He's going to say,
I'll ask him. Yeah. I'll ask him, is your name Andy? And they'll be like, no, I'm like Jonathan. And I'll be like, then it's not yours. I'll pull out my license. And I'll be like, look, it's mine.
Yeah.
And then I just do that. I go around town taking people's Andy toys.
That's a good idea. I have realized I kind of write my name like that, too. Like a stupid child. But like when I spell Andy out, it's kind of like that same.
That's crazy you say that. So like when I do my signature, I do a big A and then I do like a line across and then I put like my NDY.
Mm-hmm.
Under the line of the A.
When you write your name in cursive,
yeah,
you do it normal cursive.
The A is not in cursive because I want to let people know.
Mine either.
Yeah,
I do the A and the G that are not in cursive, so it's like an A and then it like all connects.
I love it. I love it, man. That's genius. We're on the same wavelength.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. It's fucking nuts.
Drew's over here doing it all in cursive.
Yeah. I don't even know how you do a cursive D. Like, It's a regular D, but there's like a tiny O at the top. Is that what it is?
I'm going to show you my fucking signature. And it's really hard to copy on any sort of bank statement. So
I bet Drew puts dollar signs for his S in his last name.
In the triangle dollar
sign? That's my signature.
Hey, that's a good signature.
Yeah.
That looks like your D is exploding.
It's essentially my initials, but I just do a line coming off of each letter. If it's hold on.
Hold on. How much time did you spend perfecting your signature?
That's
skills,
my
Andrew?
Initials. That's the thing. So it's just a longer version of it.
Yeah. I was so excited when I came up with the idea that I wasn't going to do a cursive first letter that I just didn't pay attention to any other cursive writing in general. So it's just like, it's basically just an A and a G and then all these like tiny like lines crossed.
The funny thing is like, I think I have better cursive writing than I do, like, but I never fucking use it.
I bet you would. Yeah. You fucking like,
but I really,
third
grade,
I just destroying everybody and rubbing it in their face.
I can also fucking calligraphy a little bit too, you know, no big deal.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I don't even know what calligraphy is. It's just a fancy word.
Yeah, it's like what they did with the hieroglyphics and stuff.
Yeah,
it's people, images.
That's what I'm saying. That's not real.
Pizza to each other.
Yeah. That's like somebody like, oh, I signed my name in Braille. No, you don't. I can't even feel it. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, my shit's so good, you will feel it.
Damn.
That's a line you got to use in a sweet rap.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. But can you imagine that?
Call me Braille, because when I spit, you fucking feel it.
Oh, man. Dude, that line was so hard, you made me Wakanda forever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When a line's that good, you just accidentally Wakanda forever?
Hey, are we at the Raven yet?
No, actually. Whose turn is it? Is it mine?
You got your second turn.
Oh, did I take? Oh, Andy from Toy Story. Okay. Yeah, we're really doing a bang up job on these Andys. All right, let's go with. Oh man, took Beverly Hills Chihuahua, so I can't get that. Let's go with Andy. Sophie Monk from Date Movie.
Nice.
Yeah. Solid. It's I just remember the scene where Anna Faris? Is it?
I can't help you with this one, bro.
I think it's Anna Faris. She's marrying the dude, and she thinks Andy is a dude, right? Because the name Andy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, there's my best man. And then it's just like this unreal, like completely hot chick that like jumps in the pool in slow motion. She's wearing high heels and she like kind of is walking slowly like out of the pool, like the movie from the 80s that everybody was like.
Yeah.
Fast Times.
Like, yes. Fast Times. So it was like that, but she was in like a gold outfit and like, yeah, Anna Faris was like, yeah, I thought Andy was a dude because he's like, it's my best man, Andy. And yeah, it's that chick. So it's good stuff. Sophie Monk. Yeah.
And what's this movie?
Date Movie.
Date
Just
movie.
Look up Sophie Monk, Andy Date Movie, Drew. Check it out.
Yeah. I forgot. This is like Scary Movie type stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure the movie absolutely sucked. I'm sure that it did, but like
somebody,
at least there's a scene that lives rent free in my head.
Let's see.
Also, what I liked about it is it was a girl that was spelling her name Andy, and she didn't like disrespect the name by putting an I on the end of it.
Yeah. If you're going to take it, use it right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think one of you should change it to an I.
Mm-mm. I'm not doing it.
Make it cute. Even do it with a heart.
What do you mean make it cute? It's got a Y on it. There's no cuter letter than the letter Y. You name a cuter letter than Y.
God damn, I'm going through the whole alphabet, but I can't.
You can't.
There isn't one. There isn't one.
There's not.
F.
F is not cute.
F will hit you. F is violent.
Yeah.
F has F, two arms. I'm going, fucking come over here.
Dude, F is like X in a weird sort of way.
Dude, yeah, but it's like when it's cursive and there's like two loops in it, that's fucking
I don't even know what a cursive F looks like.
Like a lowercase F is beautiful.
We know you know cursive. We don't.
Yeah. Why don't you go do some calligraphy in the sand?
We half write our names in non-cursive and just lines and scribbles.
Dude, I signed my name in numbers for the first 10 years of my life. You know?
Comes 1220.
Yeah. What's up, 1220 in the house? They call me Andy, a.k.a. 1220. You know what time it is? 1220.
I was thinking you went a different way. You're like 1220 because I'm that part. I'm that time before Christmas where you got the time off. See, oh. I don't rap, but it's just a nugget. You.
Yeah. No, I was thinking 1220. I'm in the middle of lunch.
Middle of lunch. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm an outline guy, not a dialogue guy.
See, 1220 is good because if you go to lunch at noon, right?
Mm-hmm.
By 12:20, you got that food in front of your face.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I say leave for lunch at the earliest 12:15, 12:45. Then you get there. It's 1. You're eating. You fuck around a little bit. You get back to work. It's 2. You're like, we're almost out of here.
Mm.
Also, most of the times I'm starting work at 10. So,
that's a little different then.
I'm like, we just fucking got here. I still have my coffee rattling around.
Drew's eating lunch by the time that I'm getting up to go to work. He's like one of those like 4 a.m.ers or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I still eat lunch at 11, though.
So you wait 7 hours?
Well, first of all, I get up at 5. I start work at 6.
Oh.
Yeah.
Still 5 hours between when you get there to go to lunch. That's crazy.
Yeah. But it's that same purpose, though. Like, because I don't want to split my day. I want to, like, work until then. And then when I get off lunch, I only got, like, 3.5 hours left.
See, I only want, like, 3.5 hours max before I'm going to eat lunch.
You're still on the high school schedule? You're like, fuck, it's 10:45. I need a pizza right now.
No doubt.
I can't do the 2:45, like, fuck, we're still here for, like, 4 hours.
Yeah.
Don't eat it. There's nothing to look forward to except maybe a walk, but it's looking pretty dreary in here. We're going to be working the whole time.
It's looking pretty drewy in here.
Drewy.
Yeah.
Drewski.
All right, what do you got? Fourth pick.
All right.
I like Drewski.
I'm going to... It's not going to stay. So I'm taking 40-year-old virgin.
Yeah. That was one I was debating.
Oh, fuck. I forgot about that one. I didn't even have that. So good job.
You forgot? Wow.
Yeah.
Miner, did you have it on your list?
I did. I actually had it very high.
Okay.
But like, I was like, I wanted to, since you only had 9 things listed, I was like, let me go off the board a little bit.
Yeah. Because then I would have been bummed if neither of you had it on your list, and then I picked it way too early.
Yeah, no, I had it as 4th overall, and I still didn't take it. So, yeah, very, very high pick. Andy Stitzer, Steve Carell. Damn. Love it.
The movie is...
I'm going to write it down so my list looks bigger, though.
I'm approaching 40. I'm not quite there yet, but I'll be there, you know, one of these days. And yeah.
I'm there.
We were so much younger when this movie came out. Do you remember that?
I hit it in September. I will hit it in September. Yeah, it's like wild.
I had sex before though, so
yeah,
before it, and then you went to see it. You're like, I'm not gonna go watch the movie with the same vibe as the.
No, I mean, my kid's only 4.5, so I only had sex for the first time 4.5 years ago, or 5 years ago. Yeah, I think that's how it works.
Yeah, I have time to cook. Yeah.
Yeah, it reset, like the clock resets.
But once you figured it out, now you're just like,
no, I didn't figure it out.
I'm fucking scared.
I don't think there's a way to figure it out. Like, no.
The door is locked.
Yeah. Yeah.
Keeping.
Yeah, I'm like Drew. I buy my socks three at a time, you know?
Practice makes perfect.
Mm-hmm. I put a tie on the door, and it's just me inside.
I only have clip-ons, so it doesn't really... You gotta look up the door frame. Yeah.
I do like a bolo.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I hang that on the front of the door.
Bolo means you know.
That's right. Bolo. You know?
Be on the lookout.
Yeah. You, Drew is about to take my next two picks. I can fucking feel it.
I do too. Well, Drew, you have one pick, and then we hit what we've been doing pretty much all episode.
I don't. Yeah. Yeah, no shit. I don't know if I will take your pick. Because I'm going to.
Think outside of the box, Drew.
I'm thinking outside of the bun a little bit.
Do it.
Because although we said Drew has to be short for Andrew, we did not say Andy has to be short for Andrew.
Right.
So I'm going Groundhog Day, Andy McDowell.
Oh.
Nice.
So you're cheating the system with an I.
I.E.
Yeah, that's even worse. Why are you adding an E on the end of the I?
Because if not, it's and I.
Well, no, that's like, but it's one word.
It's still
maybe
one
it
word.
Should just be, maybe it should just be A and D E for ladies.
E-E.
Ooh. And D. Like
maybe
D
maybe
Brown.
It should be I-E-I-E-Y.
And I-E?
All of them.
I had this dude that used to call me Andu. And still sometimes I put a U on the end of my name on accident.
Andu! I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we would play poker, and he would always call me Andu.
Yeah.
Huh. He's dead, but he was cool.
He called me it too many times.
Yeah, I killed him.
But yeah, he was a dope dude. But
we played one hand for our lives.
Shout out! Rest in peace.
Stop listening. Yeah, shout out. Shout out Andu.
Yeah, I'm not going to say his name.
Okay.
But respect to you. I know you're listening to the pod, you know, up in the skies.
Down there. Oh.
Yeah. You're watching us on your iPod wristwatch. You have a big wrist. So, like, that's why you have an iPod on
your
wrist.
Oh, I know who you're
talking
about.
Yeah.
SkyPad.
I remember old Big Wrist Rick.
Yeah, old Big Wrist Johnson. You know?
Yeah.
He had the biggest wrists. Yeah.
That's so Raven. That's so sheedy.
So Raven.
Have a Raven.
So sheedy.
Have a sheedy.
Have a day. Have a night. So Raven.
Man, K's got nothing on us.
Mm-mm, killed it.
What do you guys
got? You guys got?
So I got a so sheedy. Okay.
Oh, okay.
I think I usually rave out. Mm-hmm. But the other day it threw me for a loop, you know, we were going over the rules, we were texting each other. This is an internal sheedy.
Yeah.
Okay. We were texting each other about what we were gonna do, and I'm trying to remember everything. Lots of rules, lots of friends of the show, all these things.
Yeah.
And you said, don't forget about your slash she's daddy.
Yeah.
And I was like, and I kind of was like doing something when you texted it. Like, and then later I was like, I'm not going to text him back now. Whatever. And I think I liked it too before. So
you did like it. Yeah.
Three hours later to be like, what's she daddy again? I know it's-
Dude, I was thinking the same thing. I was like, she's daddy. Yeah. I wonder if he's gonna know what that means.
That was a fucking autocorrect special right there. Because it was definitely right because I had to fix it because at first I did it with E E D and I was like, that's not right. So I fucking changed it, and I was like, okay, that's good.
And, he goes,
and then I had, yeah, and it went, never looked at it. But then I had the AirPod in, and it was like, Andy Goshi likes your message. Don't forget about your Raven / She Daddy. And I was like, wait, what the fuck?
Well, so that's what I came to the table with, was a bunch of She Daddies.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, shout out She Daddies.
Shout out to all the She Daddies out there in the world. Rhea Ripley just won the Royal Rumble. That's a She Daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Your girl in the movie with Paul Rudd and Sean William Scott that puts the hot dog through the bun and like goes, you know what I'm talking about? What's her name? Older lady. She was in Glee.
Oh, yeah.
Lynch?
Jane
yeah,
Lynch.
Jane Lynch. Jane Lynch, total She Daddy. Demi Moore in G.I. Jane, real She Daddy. Yeah, shout out to all the She Daddies.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a mistake. So I retract my cheaty.
Yeah. We just wanted to talk about She Daddies. I can't believe you didn't.
Did you come to the table with some She Daddies?
No, I was like, I'm going to figure this out. I was like, this is gonna work itself out. I don't have to ask any questions. Like I said, I came to the table with 9 picks. So I didn't do a lot of pre work.
Fuck, I don't know if I watched or did anything this week.
You didn't do anything.
Oh wait, I had several shows. Like I was on Ben's show. That was really good. There's an episode of the Patreon of PWT coming out. It was by far my favorite episode we've done so far. So
what'd you guys do?
About Time. There a review of the movie About Time. I love that movie, and like I don't know, I felt like it just really fucking hit. Like we were just, it was like making all these good points and stuff, and I was like, man, that was really good. The next day I was thinking about it, like at work I was like, man, we did so good, like we fucking nailed that thing.
You're like, we dominated that. See, you're the About Time. Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of the movie End Time, Justin Timberlake, Olivia Wilde.
Oh
yeah,
is that the one where there's like credits on your life?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, I like that movie.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah. Lil Yachty. I didn't think I'd ever be like raving about a Lil Yachty album, but it's absolute heat. It's more of like a alternative, rockish kind of vibe. Completely blew my mind. I was like, let me check this thing out. And it blew me away. So check out the newest Lil Yachty album. Still very weird for me to say, but it's really good.
Normally not a fan.
Yeah, normally I'm not. And I like this one. I liked it a lot. So good stuff. Something else that, well, people are generally positive about this Lil Yachty album. Something that people aren't generally positive about so far, which I did also like because he's a bit of a spirit animal for me. Jonah Hill and You People. I like that, and a lot of people shit all over it. So I think he got the critics and the user reviews are both in the 40% for the movie. But I enjoyed it. I think people probably walked into it thinking Eddie Murphy, Jonah Hill. Eddie Murphy's going to be hilarious, and there's a little bit more drier humor there, I would say. Situational humor.
So it's like about laundry and stuff?
It's about Jonah Hill is trying to marry Eddie Murphy's daughter. Yeah. What? Laundry.
Yeah.
Drier humor.
Dryer
here. Oh.
Trying to watch this Lil Yachty video, and it's half written. It's like more written.
Say something.
All right. You've convinced me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy, like Lil Boat released a
whatever
yacht.
that was, and it just was a lot of weird noises. So I don't know
yeah.
what it was about, but I think that came from one of you guys.
Weird noises are cool though.
Yeah.
Hey Drew, make a weird noise.
Ah.
So good.
I thought for sure you were gonna go like Wookiee or something, you know what I mean?
Do you have a weird noise you can drop on us, Goshi?
Me? No.
Okay.
No. Just refuses.
I'm sorry, how's that?
Dude, that's so good.
Oh, you're like it. No, only assholes make weird noises.
I'll do a weird noise.
You better.
Hold on, let me slap myself.
Yep.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Gotta slap myself to get a weird noise out. You know?
Hey, whatever works, man.
Yeah. Hey, man. Drew, did you have a raven?
Yeah, he did. So.
Yeah, me.
How killer he's doing this week.
Yeah. On my great podcast.
That's right. Drew just sits there and thinks about himself.
Just staying up, you know?
That's right. You don't have to stay up if you get down.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Well, speaking of getting down, so looking through the pictures of the I just posted the picture of me and Andy from, like, I don't know, 10 years ago, 12 years ago,
oh, dude.
15 uh-huh. years ago.
Yeah. 2006, I think.
Yeah, but I was, like, looking through those pictures, and I don't remember there being a whole section of me, like, without my fucking shirt on in that club.
Was it really?
Yeah. There's one even where April is like, there's like a picture where it looks like she's biting my nipple. And I was like, this is the first time I like met her. And like, I barely knew Andy at that time. Like, this is like, that's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that was one of our first trips back there with her, I think.
Yeah.
That was a fun time. That was my profile picture for a very long time.
And you went to a club?
Yeah, of sorts. Yeah.
I mean, an Ohio
club. Was it a bar? It was a bar with music then.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's an Ohio club for sure.
Yeah.
There was a back area where you would dance, I suppose.
Yeah, it was like.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
They just put a piece of plywood on.
You know what's crazy?
It out. Yeah.
That was, we were at 80. It was 80s night, right?
It might have been, but
yeah.
So you just looked at the pictures?
Yeah.
Do you remember there was a guy who was super, super spray tanned? Well, there's pictures where there's a guy who's super, super spray tanned. Because what I was doing is I was running, or we were running around and taking pictures with people we didn't know. We were just like jumping up and like, let's take a picture real quick. And they're like, oh, okay. And I don't know if it was that guy, but there was a girl that we took a picture with. It was me, you, April, and this girl or whatever. And then someone I was friends with, like April was friends with her too, from Ohio. She had something. She was like, I didn't know you knew my friend Sarah. That's my sister's best friend. And we're like, oh no, we just ran up on her and
made her. That's funny. Yeah, because that was the best part is because and all the pictures, like, the because this is like Justin's stuff, but I was like going through his shit, and like everyone, like, I remember like going around trying to also get in the background of all the pictures that were being taken, so like I'm always somewhere in there.
Nice.
So we weren't dancing. If it was a club, we weren't clubbing.
Yeah.
We were.
Yeah.
No, we were just being assholes and taking over the little stage area. Yeah.
I'll tell you something that works for people that are trying to dance but don't really like dancing or know how to dance or feel comfortable dancing.
Yeah.
Is you just get somebody else and you play sports without the balls on the floor. So me and my buddy used to do this. We would go to the club and like we would just like I'd like dribble between my legs. So I never lost the dribble because there was no ball, right? Yeah. Or I would do crossovers and a spin move. And then he would get down in a guarding stance and like guard me, right? And then like
you're
we would
elbowing
get
strangers.
Down the center. Like I would snap the ball and he would catch it. He would avoid the rush, throw it to me.
You're backing
like
into people
it.
To pass the ball.
Yeah.
You're like, get out of the paint, bitch.
Yeah. But it works because people are like, oh, look at him. He's hitting the basketball court or whatever. So, like, that's something I feel like people can do if they're not feeling fully comfortable is just play sports without a ball on the dance floor.
and watch it all just pile up.
Just pile up, yeah. No, well, it was funny. There was a few times where, like, we bumped into somebody kind of doing our thing, and then that person thought that somebody else did it, but we just got out of there. So that did happen a couple times. Yeah. But it's a good time, and I think it's something that people can do if they don't really know how to dance.
I like it.
Yeah.
I'm going to use it.
Works.
Yeah.
Everybody knows Seth Rogen's dice, right? Not everybody knows the low post move.
Yeah. Smart.
Facts.
That's a Raven. That's a Sheedy. Yeah. That's
She's daddy. She's daddy. She's daddy. Daddy.
So I have exactly three untouched picks. That means I will have picked the perfect amount. Enough to get taken, enough to remain. We'll see. But it's you have your second pick now, right, Drew?
I do.
So don't take one of those.
What if I take two of them?
I'm going to try not to. I'm going to try not to.
Out right now. He could take one. Oh, no.
I'm going to go Cabin Boy, Andy Richter.
Okay.
Oh.
Was it on your list?
No.
Good.
I should have known that it was going to come up, though, because we were talking about Conan earlier. The research, planted the seeds, and I was researching.
Yeah, that was a... fucking love that movie. And like for years, like before he did anything else, like he'd always like, yeah, you know, like they'd always bring it up on the show, like, well, Andy was in Cabin Boy.
That's true.
But that movie was so damn funny. Like it, like clearly this shittiest soundstage into an ocean. And like the boat was just, I don't know, it was like no money put into it, but it was so damn funny.
Yeah.
I agree. I loved
it. It had to look like it looked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would like if you made that with like a big budget, it would be like, this movie's fucking terrible. But now it's like, yeah, it's terrible, but it's fucking good. Yeah.
But it's Chris Elliott.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Plus it's Chris Elliott. Like
exactly.
That's definitely somebody that is like underutilized.
You know what's crazy about Richter?
Hmm.
Is like in high school, I remember like clever with words, you know. I used to joke around about judging people on the Dichter scale.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Did it ever work?
It was just like a funny thing I did. Like I'm like, yeah, that's a 5.5 on the Dichter scale, and they're like, what? And I'm like, no, like if you think about it though, like 6 is super high, you know? So like, it's not what you're thinking. It's better than you think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
Like I would always have to explain the Dichter scale to people.
You have a piece of fold up paper in your back pocket and you're like, okay.
Like I have one of those things, you know, like where you go all the different ways, right?
Yeah.
What's that thing called?
Like the fortune teller?
Yeah, like the...
Like from the opening of Community.
And here's here's the car you're going to have, you know?
Yeah.
Here's the house you're going to have.
Yeah.
That thing, right? Yeah. So I would do that, and then I would just unfold the whole piece of paper, and then it would just be like a bar graph.
And they're like, now I get it.
Yeah.
It's the only way to... It's the only unit of measurement we should be using. Yeah.
That's right, the Dichter scale.
Another. I got to do the Dichter scale, and I got to try playing basketball on the dance floor.
Yeah,
there you go.
And
the Dichter scale.
You got to work on your cheese daddies.
Yeah, the Dichter scale probably doesn't play as well in 2023, but like in 1999, it was pretty good.
Yeah. Whose pick?
My pick, and I'm so eager because I don't want to lose it. Okay. Weekend at Bernie's, Andrew McCarthy.
I was going to do that, but I was like, no, let me avoid it.
That was my exact movie I was picking from him, too.
That was what?
That was the exact movie I was going to pick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? The dance floor probably tipped you. You're like the Bernie, right?
Yeah. That movie was just on the other day. I was watching it for a little bit.
We should do that, but just like actually carry around somebody all night.
Yeah.
Andy, next time you come down, James and I are just gonna carry you around all night, weekend at Bernie style.
That'd be sick.
So you can't.
Who do you think would be the most fun dead person that's not alive to weekend at Bernie's? If they still had like bone structure and shit, like in like meat, like they got like human meat on their bone.
You know? It's not just rotting. Yeah, I get you.
Right. Yeah. Like, who would be the most fun dead person? Who's got a great dead face?
It's got to be like an ex-president because they get access everywhere. So you could just.
Dude, Ronnie Reagan?
Yeah, that's true.
Ronnie Reagan would be a hell of a weekend at Bernie's.
Because then you get Hollywood too.
Yeah.
Parties. Then you go, then you just go to like Paris, and there's probably a thing on the Eiffel Tower that you can't get to unless you've got like credentials.
Yeah. You just use his
I'm gonna go with Bismarcky. Bismarcky would be my my Bernie.
Yeah.
Okay.
That one still doesn't sit well with you. Losing Biz.
No. Mm. Mm-mm. Nobody beats the Biz.
Yeah. Bullshit.
Yep.
Yeah.
Drew, who's your Bernie? What dead person you rocking? James ain't here. What's gonna happen.
I was gonna tell. Oh no! I was just gonna tell a joke, but it would just bring everything. I was gonna be like, my dad.
That's a bad pick.
That's a bad pick. You're right. You know why? Because he's ashes.
Oh yeah, that wouldn't work then.
There is a classic Reddit thread. Where someone posts, if you could sleep with anyone in history, who would you sleep with?
Uh-huh.
Someone in the comments puts, I would sleep with my wife because she passed away and we were so in love and she died, you know, really young and it was unfair.
I don't know why I'm laughing.
And then under that, someone commented, yeah, I choose this guy's dead wife too. They're very sweet. He just misses his wife, and this dude's like, yeah, I'm gonna choose her as well.
Oh, that's internet hall of fame worthy. Oh my god!
All right, Liner.
First we got to get Goshi's Bernie.
Oh yeah, it was Ronald Reagan.
Oh, it was Reagan. Okay.
Any dead president?
Yeah, probably like Grover Cleveland, right? Is that a president?
It was.
He the big fella? Because that'd be hard to pull around.
Well, he's in a wheelchair, though, right?
You were thinking FDR.
Oh, okay. Well, and that one.
Taft was the big fella.
Taft. Okay. Yeah. The dude that's like Laffy Tafty.
He was stuck in a bathtub.
That's how he died, is with a toaster?
Yeah.
That's why they call it tafting.
Oh. Dude.
Yeah, he tried to taft himself.
Yeah.
He taft that?
I taft that.
Oh, man. Yeah, but a wheelchair prez would be good because then you don't have to carry him, which I like that idea.
Oh, that is true. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what I was thinking. Like Christopher Reeves.
But you know, like, burn. You know, FDR, you know, he didn't like to be seen with his wheelchair, so you'd have to like, you'd almost have to like marionette him around with his, you know, polio braces and everything.
Yeah.
Well, not when you tell the girls that are dancing on him that he's dead.
Why would you tell him?
For reaction?
God damn it. You are sick.
Yeah.
Well, like.
Yeah, but then you're not going to get any of that sweet poontang.
James just sent me four angry face emojis, like the red ones where there's like,
yeah.
I'm like, dude, chill. Aren't you
the steam
to...
coming out?
Yeah. Like, you're sick, man. What do you?
But also an eggplant and splash.
and then he deleted. It says message was deleted.
Oh man. Okay. I'm gonna go with Andrew Garfield Under the Silver Lake.
Okay.
Yeah,
you
I
like that
like that
movie?
movie a lot.
I haven't seen it yet. But he also in the research, he was in Under the Silver Lake and also under the his newest show is called like Under the something. It's a, he's like a
Under the Sea.
Under the Gold Mountain.
He's like a Mormon, he's a Mormon who's running away.
Under the Seven Wives.
Magic Underwear.
Oh my god. Just fucking look it up, Andy.
Okay, I am. Under the Seven Wives.
Who the fuck is Andrew Garlic? Garlic. Under the Maybe. Banner of Heaven.
Oh.
So many people at home knew that one and they're screaming at their radios.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on, it's his most recent work, you idiots.
But yeah, this one's a fucking awesome movie. If you have not seen it, I highly suggest it. It was one of my favorite movies from 2018. And 2018 was a banger of a year. So definitely check this out. It's one of the first A24 movies that I remember like seeing. So actually it was 2019 I saw it. I don't know. But yeah, I love this movie. So check it out. It's good.
I'm gonna watch
it's
that.
It's a neo-noir black comedy.
And then it takes place in Silver Lake?
Silver Lake, Los Angeles, yeah.
Right up the road for me.
There it is. Well, I'm saying it for the people that don't know, because you know.
I know.
You know? Yeah, you know.
Oh,
you've
I go,
probably
oh,
been to
God,
Silver Lake.
Oh, yeah. There's this bomb fucking Thai place called Night Market Song. And it's so goddamn good. It is so good. You walk in, and there's two songs. There's two Night Market songs. You want to go to the one in Silver Lake, not the other one.
Okay.
And, you go to this place, and it's like packed. It's tiny. And there's like a little waiting room that you can stand in, but you can see like there's not really walls. You're like looking at everybody eating in this tiny place. And you go in and you write your name on a little notepad, and then they just come out. And the notepad has a pencil that's hanging from the wall on a little rope. It's nice. And then they have fried chicken there that's not on the menu, and it's so good. Ooh. And then they have this thing called the startled pig, and there's like little pieces of like pork in there, and then it's like cilantro, and it doesn't look like it's enough, but it's so fucking hot. Like it makes you like it's, this is the hottest thing I eat and still enjoy it. Like I'm getting like head sweats and stuff like that as I eat it. But so flavorful. It's like,
then you walk out feeling like, damn,
so
that was a good experience.
Yeah. I'm looking this up just to show you a picture of
how okay.
What this dish
I go to a Thai spot every Tuesday. We call it Thai Tuesday, me and my homies. Gross, Andy. I just did like a weird like Trump impersonation on accident. Me and my homies, you know, like it's terrible. But yeah, I go to this place and I get like a beef fried rice kind of deal, but the beef is like differently spiced. I don't know how to explain it. I'll do like the medium flavor, so like the middle of the road, but it's still got some kick to it, you know?
Yeah. Look at this.
This is just fucking tangent city tonight. I love it.
I don't know if you can see that.
Oh, dude.
If you can't really see it.
I can kind of see it, though.
It's like, it's a nice, pleasant sauce with like green.
Dude, text it to us. I just want to like. That's foodster right. Bait to it.
You're about to get a picture of this dish from Yelp. 1 second. There we go.
Oh, I'm excited.
Look at that. I mean, come on. And it tastes
oh.
A million times better than it looks.
Oh, man.
But it's hot.
That's so the beef that I get is exactly this look.
Yeah.
And it is unbelievable.
That looks scrumptious.
Very good. God, I haven't been in a while, too.
Yeah, so Under the Silver Lake, watch the movie, then fly out to L.A. if you don't live there, and go get what he just explained, because that sounds incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think I will be out there sometime this year, so
Well, let me know.
Yeah, me
Well,
too.
Yeah.
You guys are both coming out? You should come out and let me know.
No doubt.
No, I don't know. Sure, now I will. I'm going to go out and visit you and not Justin.
Yeah, he'll love that.
I mean,
yeah.
he's further north anyway, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
there
Like,
you
sorry,
go.
dude. Like, I just don't have the time to make it up there.
Yeah, I'm literally flying in for 2 hours
he'd be
so that I
so
can drive to that restaurant to meet Andy. We can have that dish, and then I'm going back to the airport, flying back to Florida the same day.
I'm gonna be out there for 2 weeks, and I'm still gonna tell him I don't have time to see him.
All right, it's my pick.
Oh, I think I go again, don't I?
Or you go again. Sorry.
Wait, yeah, that's my fault. I don't even know if I picked somebody.
You
Oh,
picked
I
Justin
did.
Timberlake.
Andrew Garfield, yeah.
Jesus.
I'm keeping track, man. I'm like on it. I'm like the dumb James. All
This is
right.
number six for you.
This is number six for me. I'm gonna go. Let me go off the board so that I can leave whatever Ghost had left.
Dude, you got just pick. It'll create a funny little situation where I have to panic type. I don't. It's not right.
Yeah, no, I like it. I'm going Andy Barclay then. That
Oh,
that's the fictional character from Child's Play. Was that one that was on your?
Yep. Yeah, I was gonna pick him earlier, but I thought maybe there's a chance he slides through, but we all Googled the same shit. We all saw
Yeah.
that.
We all got the same search results.
Yeah.
Well, I just think he's a cool looking like kid. Like, you know what I'm saying? When I
Yeah.
think about like cool looking child actors, he was cool looking. There's a lot of shits that I'm like, I don't like the way that kid looks.
Yeah, I don't like the cut of his jib.
Yeah. But Andy Barclay, good look. You know?
Yeah.
Child's Play.
Chick.
What's your favorite kids apparel piece from when you were younger?
Maybe the slap bracelet.
Oh.
That count?
Dude, that is, yeah, that
Yeah.
counts. Yeah, I love that pick. Wow.
You know what I miss? I miss those old Hutch football uniforms with the plastic helmets.
Yeah.
I don't know what that, but are you talking about just the plastic helmets?
Well, they also came with, like, I think they were like pajamas or something, but they were like, you could get them like for every team, and they would have like the plastic
Yep.
helmet that came with
I
it.
remember, yeah.
I don't know that one, but I have the little helmets that you used to
The
get on.
Rydell ones.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh no,
Yeah.
these were like helmets you could
This was
wear
a
as a
helmet for
kid.
yeah. And you had like a little cheap ass looking jersey that
Yeah,
would be golden red for the 49ers, for instance.
and then like the but the they also had the pants,
The
like the
pants.
pajama
Yep.
pants. Yeah. Yeah,
Yeah.
shit was dope.
Yeah. I was gonna go with I was thinking about this because of Chucky or whatever, but
Zumbas.
like some Oshkosh Bagosh, like you know, I'm
Oh
talking
yeah.
about two straps on them,
Yeah.
but like you let people know you're cool by like dropping one strap.
Yeah.
I did a my senior year of high school a fashion show that somebody did, and this girl just would she was repeatedly getting pissed off at me taking it way too serious, because she wanted me to have both straps on, and I just kept flipping one of them down, you know.
Story short, I didn't walk with my class.
Yeah.
Graduation. It was a
Yeah, well,
big fucking issue.
yeah.
actually, yeah, there's a where is it? It's kind of crazy. I'm like not even talking into the mic right now.
No.
This is great podcasting.
We can hear you. It's just distance.
From a distance.
Yeah. You sound like you're talking from that paintbrush or the makeup brush.
You know what?
You're so far away.
Yeah, but I'm right here. I'm not on the makeup brush. I am the makeup brush.
You kind of are with that mop top you got.
Oh, damn. Somebody took my head one time, tapped on it, and then said, "Mic check." True story.
That's messed up.
Yeah.
All
I
right.
guess you're up.
Goshi, yeah.
All right. Andy Dick is off the table.
Damn it.
Taking the cable guy or old school, whichever you want, but I'm going cable guy.
Mm.
Cable guy.
I think old school is the better. I mean,
the better Andy Dick.
It's
scene,
the better Andy
but
Dick,
the better
but cable
movie.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy that all of us are agreeing that Cable Guy is the better movie over Old School.
Oh.
I mean, I think Cable Guy was like underappreciated and then over time.
Ahead of its time, yeah.
It gave me anxiety when I watched it. The long shots of him running down the hallway and shit like that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because it was like we didn't know what to expect. We were walking in thinking we were getting, you know, we were getting like Dumb and Dumber, Ace Ventura, The Mask, Jim Carrey, and we got that.
Yeah.
I always think of too the scene where the fucking like the spider crawls right across his face.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't know, it's such like a creepy fucking scene. Like he's just in the van talking on the phone and just like it's so good.
What you showing us? Is that your graduation picture?
Yeah.
Who's the fox?
It's my principal. She didn't like me. Because if you can see, I had my friend call me while I was walking up stage.
Uh-huh.
She went to shake my hand and I said, hold on, I got to get this. And I had my hat somehow. I was able to position my hat so that it was like a square around my head.
Uh-huh.
Which I don't know how I was able to do to this day.
Mm-hmm.
But
Andy,
she
I
also
like,
didn't like that.
I feel like we got to get that like on Instagram. So I'm going to need
you're
you
probably
to like,
right, yeah.
Scan it or take a picture of it or whatever.
I'll definitely do that. But, you know, it was their fault. It was the first time they did a graduation at 8 a.m. in the morning outside in the sun. And I just got back from Ybor City, which is like a kind of a party city next to Tampa, at 6 a.m.
Not the
story. So I wasn't like prepared to do the whole graduation thing because like I didn't really like get much sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I think it was their fault.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely their fault.
So, yeah, what did we... We went with Andy Dick
and Cable Guy.
Yeah. All right, I'm gonna go with Idiocracy, and I'm going Andrew Wilson.
Nice.
The other Wilson brother, and he was Beef Supreme, the fucking monster truck champion guy. Like his character was so good in that. We're just walking around with that fucking flamethrower and everything like that. It's just like, cause they're like doing discussion and like you just see like the shit he's doing in the background and it's so fucking ridiculous. I love that scene. The whole movie's so good.
Yeah.
Came to life too.
I mean, it's so true.
I know.
Sometimes life imitates art.
Sometimes art imitates art.
Sometimes life imitates farts.
I guess.
Sometimes a fart is not really a fart.
Yeah.
It's a shit. It's a
shot in the dark. Which is gross. But if you sleep pantsless, and no covers like Andy does. But yeah. Sometimes a fart isn't a fart. It's a shit.
Wait,
yeah.
He really does. Did you talk about that before?
Shart?
No, like without covers.
Yeah, he talked about it earlier today.
Oh, okay.
You're like, that sounds very familiar.
Well, no, but so Drew thinks it's weird. Like sometimes, like if I'll come to stay at his crib or whatever, like I'll just sleep on the made bed over top so I don't have to like make it in the morning.
You sleep in your jeans and with your eyes open as well?
I haven't worn jeans in at least 3 years. Yeah. I don't wear things with belt loops.
Yeah. I don't, I'm in sweats right now, so.
Which is ironic because it doesn't look like you're sweating at all. Kuehl is a cucumber. Kuehl?
Kuehl. Sewell is a cucumber.
Yeah. That's right.
All right. I guess I got another one.
Dude, I dressed up tonight. I got shorts on.
Ooh.
I actually thought about dressing like wearing like a shirt and tie.
Oh, tonight?
Just for Andy, yeah.
It would have been cool if we all did that by accident. Too late now.
Yeah. Well, when you become a Golden Eagle, we will. We should do that and every time somebody gets their fifth time. Like, dress we all up. Dress up.
Like, I'll have to buy some dress up clothes.
All you need is the top.
Again.
But you have a bolo tie, don't you?
Yeah, he's already got the bolo tie.
Yeah, but that's just door bolo.
What if we all dressed up Western dressed up, though?
Then I'd have
Western.
I have a Woody hat.
There you go. A Woody hat is half the battle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think I got anything.
Yeah.
Shit.
Oh, you got something right behind your head.
Oh, yeah. That's a pink cowboy hat that lights up that April wore to the concert. He was in a boy band. Everybody loves him. He's on top of the world right now. He sings
Harry Styles.
Huh?
Harry Styles?
Yeah, Harry Styles.
Mm.
He did like...
Oh, Watermelon Sugar.
Yeah, he did like 1,500 shows out here.
That makes sense. Yeah, I'm more of a Zayn guy.
Really? You know what? I don't know if I've talked about this before. I hope I haven't. Because nobody doesn't want to hear this second time. But Harry Styles for me, yeah, Harry Styles at this point, I'm gonna give you the back part of the story, then give you the front part of the story. I'm not surprised I like Harry Styles. I didn't listen to anything he really did. I hear things on TikTok, you know what I mean? And then I realized, oh, this is the same guy. I really like Harry Styles, and generally, like whenever she puts it on, I'm like, okay, cool, and I recognize a lot of the songs. Let's go back a few years.
Yeah,
I stumbled into realizing that I was a huge Bruno Mars fan before I even knew it, because I just kept being like, this song's great, this song's great, this song's great.
Wow.
Just pop up. You know what I mean? I don't listen to like Kiss or what. I'm listening to like specific music stations that aren't playing it. So whenever it pop up, I'm like, oh, this is good. And then I realized he's got like so many good songs. I think I probably need to go to a Bruno Mars concert because I like that many of his songs.
Yeah.
I'm a Silk Sonic guy, so.
Jeez, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Harry Styles, I just said, forget it. I'm not going to kid myself. I know his music, and I like it.
Music for a sushi restaurant?
Yeah.
Banger of a song. I like it. Yeah.
You know, as much as I hate to sidetrack us again, mm-hmm. but I just like looked at your address. Is your thing number B?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
That's what I was saying.
Unit B. But I'm not spelling out unit. I put hashtag B. It's hashtag.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like,
why are you giving away his full address, Drew?
Andy writes his name and number. You write your numbers as letters.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't do cursive.
That's like symmetry, man.
I can do whatever I want.
Wait, do I have another? I got my seventh now, right?
Your face is pretty symmetrical.
All right, I'm going to go with The Adventures of Ford Fairlane.
Oh,
Andrew Dice Clay. Yeah.
Yeah, see, once we took TV away, I kind of took Clay away.
Oh, shit. No, I wanted something else. I fucked up.
What is it called?
Andrew Dice Clay.
I didn't write it down, so you can.
Oh.
But then nobody else takes it. What if you?
Yeah, somebody else can have it.
This could be your own.
James is already furious, so let's go with Spy Hard, Andy Griffith.
Oh.
General Ranker.
Nice.
Yeah.
We'll talk about the Dice Man later.
Yeah.
Yeah, Entourage. That's mm-hmm. what I loved Dice in.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't like a comedy special. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was fucking good, that whole like storyline with Dice Clay.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So I think for honorables, we should like disobey the
nuclear
rule.
Okay. Yeah. That's fine.
Iron Giant the honorables.
Yeah, we'll Iron Giant it.
All right. I'm doing I guess I'm going to go, just since you did date movie.
Yeah.
It's not the same. It's slightly different. I'm going to go a haunted house, which has Andy Daly in it.
What's that?
It has Andy Daly in it.
Okay.
He could have, I could have also said Yogi Bear. But
yeah, I was trying. I was like, damn, like his, I mean, I guess all his parts are very small, but I'm like, he's like, if I did, if we did TV, like,
oh yeah, he's all
done so much shit.
Yeah.
I remember
this isn't the Wayans movie.
Yeah, it's the Wayans movie.
Okay,
yeah.
It is. Okay. Yeah.
Now I'm getting some people I want to have on my. I picked man, not the movie. I picked the catalog.
Yeah.
I like it.
I know. I mean, yeah, he's just done so much stuff as far as like guest spotting and things like that. And yeah, I know he was in this really terrible episode of Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Hey. That was mine. Bring it up, but you did.
I'm actually mad that you took away TV because I was gonna like try to get a loophole and pick Ghosh.
Dude, so I think we come back with this with James and we fucking do TV later.
All right.
This should be your number five. We'll just do Andy draft again with just TV.
No nuclear.
No nuclear, eh? Okay.
just name it TV shows then.
Yeah, I'm gonna take season 2, episode 7.
But there, the same show over and over again.
Yeah. Which, well, actually, I do want us to do a Brooklyn Nine-Nine episode draft.
Yeah. Well, I think we should do a like we did The Office, the cold opens, because they had fucking great cold opens too. So.
They have the greatest cold open of all time, in my opinion.
I know what you're going to say. I'm not going to say it before you say it, but I won't lie. But I know what you're going to say.
You know what my favorite one is? Is fucking, damn it. What's Latrulio's name? Why did I just blank on his name?
Oh, Joe Latrulia?
Yeah, what's his character's name?
Charles.
Charles, yeah.
Last name.
Dude, I got the worst.
In charge. In charge.
It begins with the B. I know that.
I don't know why I'm blanking.
Because it's the one where he looks at him and he's like, let's say Bennett. He's like, Bennett, bottles, bowling, bullpen. And it's like, it's just that. And then they push him in. And then there's this randomly a lady that just goes, Babushka!
Boil.
Yeah, I don't know why, but I fucking love that little thing in the that little tag at the end of Babushka!
Yeah.
I like that. All right, yeah. My pick, I'm going to go.
Yours is Backstreet Boys, right?
What's that?
Yours is Backstreet Boys?
Yeah.
Cold opens? Oh, yeah, sorry.
It's I'm a boy band fan, and yeah. I'm a fan of Andy's, all Andy's. So it's just perfect. I'm gonna go with I changed my mind at the last second. Andrew Keegan, Joey Donner, 10 Things I Hate About You.
Okay,
he's the dude that looks like kind of like every smug high school asshole that pays our dude to have sex with Bianca, or he wants to have sex with Bianca and pays Patrick to date Kat. Something like that. Whatever.
Yeah.
You know the exact dude I'm talking about.
Yeah.
He's just got that face. He's got that hair that just kind of like waves over, mm-hmm. and he's got that like perfect, like 90s, like I'm kind of a bad boy, like look to him, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Andrew Keegan. Like
Andrew Keegan.
And you know what? Even though we're going Iron Giant, I'm going to give you 3 newbies.
Okay.
Courtney rule time. You know what that means.
You go 3 back to back.
That's right. And then it goes to Ghosh. So I'm going to go with Andrew Epley Hsu. He played a Cobra Kai member in the OG Karate Kid.
okay.
He's more known for his role as Billy Campbell on Melrose Place, but I'm going to go with...
Certainly went on some deep cuts. I love it.
Yeah, yeah. But that's where I'm going because If you can get a member of Cobra Kai, you got to do it.
Yeah.
Up next, I'm going to take Carrie Green. She played Andy with a Y, Carmichael, full name Andrea, as the cheerleader and love interest of Brand and Mikey in the Goonies.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. First cut's the deepest here. You
What was the first one that your first guy in? What was he in? Sorry.
He was in Karate Kid in 1984.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And he was just one of the Cobra Kai members. I couldn't tell you which one.
Yeah. Jeff.
And then the last one we got to go with is an absolute classic. One of the greatest movies of all time. We're talking about the movie. No, not Taxi Driver, but Taxi. Jimmy Fallon is Andy Washburn.
Oh, come on.
Let's go.
That was a good fast three. Courtney rule.
That's right. You didn't give enough time to research.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing the whole time. We're talking about pooping and hollering and going, fuck.
Oh, well, see, the thing is, you can take any Andy. You could take Sandberg. You could take three of his movies.
Oh, I got three new ones. I'm going all new all the time.
Oh, all new. Wow. Okay.
So I probably won't have honorable mentions now because I'm burning them all now. I'm going.
These are
the honorables.
Oh, I got you. Good.
Courtney rule.
So Love Actually had a character named Mark in the movie, played by a guy named Andrew Hansen. No, Andrew Hansen. The fuck am I talking about? That's somebody that like we know. Andrew Lincoln.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. From Walking Dead. Yeah.
I don't really give a shit about Love Actually. We're running out of Andy's here.
Yeah.
But I didn't watch that movie until a few years ago, and it falls in that like overhype. I do like it. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to watch it for another 10 years probably. I don't need to rewatch it at Christmas. Next up is a guy named Andy Milder.
Oh, I thought you were going Milonakis. I was like, he was in a movie? Actually, he was. Wow.
I think he had his own movie.
Yeah.
This dude was in a lot of stuff, but so I'm going with the whole catalog again. But he was a NASA tech in Armageddon.
Oh, okay.
And you would recognize him if you saw him. He's in a ton of like TV shows and stuff like that.
Andy, what's his name?
Milder, M-I-L-D-E-R.
Milder.
He was in Transformers, Apollo 13, Armageddon, but all very small roles, I think. But a lot of movies. He was also in an Andy Samberg movie, Tour de Pharmacy.
Oh, okay.
Right? Was that?
I know his face.
Sure.
No, am I? Yeah, that's it. All right. My last one is Andy Allo. She spells her name with a Y.
Nice.
And looks like she was in Pitch Perfect 3. So I'm going with her in that. They sing a lot.
Oh, wow. This is a great pick.
She's in like more TV again, you know. Show called Chicago Fire, which is just burning up the charts right now.
She's a Cameroonian singer-songwriter as well.
You don't say burning up the charts with TV. What am I talking about?
No, yeah, you do. You can do what you want. Andy's can do what they want.
Tearing its way through the TV Guide magazine.
She was also in 2 Minutes of Fame.
That's the saying we all know.
Yeah. Tearing up the TV?
Tearing up the TV Guide magazine. The charts of the TV Guide magazine.
Yeah. You could say burning up the pages of the TV Guide magazine.
But that's not the same.
I could say anything, really.
It's true.
You
want to hear something crazy? Andy Milder?
Yeah.
That dude should be older than he is. He's only 53. But his spouse is Betty Lee. And isn't Betty Lee the chick that like is old and did like, I don't know, either America or cooking stuff? Maybe I'm just taking two names and putting them together.
Well, there's a.
Are you talking Sarah Lee and Betty Crocker? Yeah.
I might be doing that. And I might have even added a little bit of Betsy Ross. So never mind.
Wait, what was the first Brave Little Toaster? Was it just called the Brave Little Toaster?
Yeah.
Because I think he was then in some Brave Little Toaster straight to videos. But
Oh,
you
nice.
know what I really know him from? Weeds. He was in Weeds.
Okay.
And Andy Allo.
Wait, who was in Weeds?
Andy Milburn. But
who
Andy
was
Allo.
Who was he in Weeds?
He was let me punch it in here real quick.
See, that's where like the TV show there. I feel like every TV show uses Andy.
He was
like,
Dean.
Oh, Dean. Okay, yeah, I know.
Dean Hogue.
Yeah.
Now, Andy Allo, who we were just talking about, Pitch Perfect 3, my final pick, Andy with a Y, even though she's a lady, is about to be in a movie with Bruce Willis. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's on the up.
I like her. She was in 2 Minutes of Fame, which a lot of people probably didn't see, but I did because I like Jay Farrow.
Yeah. So she's, yeah. Oh, and Cat Williams.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to go The Adventures of Ford Fairlane as an honorable. I'm going to go Palm Springs as my Andy Samberg.
Love that movie.
Now I have two stuck in time movies.
You should take a Drew here. I left him out there for you. Rugrats the movie counts.
Oh, it does. I forgot about the movie, Drew Pickles.
Drew Picky.
Hell yeah.
Here's the thing. I just want to say this.
Yeah.
And it's not his fault because he's just the uncle, right?
Yeah.
But why, with the last name of Pickles, did they name their baby Dill? Like, that's
well,
guaranteed
oh,
for, like,
for sure.
Right, but that's guaranteed a lifetime of picking on, you know? Although, I guess it does come around once you turn around, like, 23, where all of a sudden you're like, oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
But, like, middle school and high school is going to be really tough for young Dill.
Yeah.
That was bread and butter. A lot of fights start like that.
Right?
One more fucking person calls me a Cornishian or whatever those tiny little fucking wart pickles are.
A gherkin? A gherkin?
A gherkin, yeah.
Yeah. Dude, I remember in high school, I was always gherkin. It was a dance move.
Was it? I want to learn how to do the one where you like,
oh, the gritty?
The gritty. I need to learn how to do the fucking gritty. It's very easy and I can't do it. I can't get my legs to do it.
Oh, yeah.
But like,
do you
if
know
I
how to get sturdy?
I don't know how to do anything. I could dab. But I don't know how to do... I really want to do the gritty because I feel like there's a lot of opportunity where I could just do the gritty and embarrass people I'm around. Walking out of the store.
See, I think you got gritty like vibe to you.
Yeah, I do too, man. That's what I'm saying. I just can't get the fucking moves down. It's just all it is an elbow bend and a little, you know, kind of high.
Yeah. I would say watch a compilation of Justin Jefferson videos.
Yeah. Vikings.
And you'll really get like a good feel to how to properly gritty.
Because you gotta bend and it's almost like
people do.
There's a little bit of a beat with it too in your back.
Yeah, they'll be like, I'm gonna watch George Kittle gritty, which wasn't done properly, but they think because like that was a bad gritty, let me watch the bad gritty so that I can understand how to do it better, at least so they feel better about themselves. But that's not the right way to do it. Watch the Justin Jefferson gritty, and then if you're doing a bad Justin Jefferson, that's still a better George Kittle.
Yeah,
so
I agree. I think that's smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully by next time we're here, I can walk in gritty.
I love it.
We'll gritty into Night Market Song when you guys are here.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
when we go get ties.
When you just got to get the knees
down.
That's
it. You just get the little feet down.
Yeah.
Well, anybody trades, steals.
No.
I'm happy.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's an Andy left out there.
I don't think so.
Or they're going to feel uninvited.
I had a couple that didn't make the cut. Crazy enough, but.
Andy Guts here. What's What do you got? You got anything dropping soon or anything? Or anything you just want to talk about?
Anything you want to?
I wrapped up a show which, when, I don't know when the last time we did this was, but I wrapped up a show
on
which
isn't
announced yet, but it's an untitled history drama series.
Oh.
So I'm not on a comedy show. The last couple shows have been comedy. It's Field of Dreams, which was a drama, and then this untitled series. But hopefully they'll be, they're not filming it yet. Hopefully they'll be filming it soon.
Nice.
Nice. Then, when's the one you just did come out?
They haven't shot it yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, what about the one before that?
That one, Field of Dreams, Peacock decided they didn't want to do it.
Oh, okay.
They had the whole room, and then they pulled the plug. But I think they're kind of trying to figure out if they can get it somewhere else. So we'll see.
Okay.
So I was in the room. It was fun. It was a good group. So
yeah. Oh, but yeah.
It's fine. It won't be that. As long as
you got paid.
Yeah. What about you? You guys got anything dropping soon?
Probably this episode tomorrow.
Yeah.
Those shorts as soon as this cameras go off.
Whoop.
You didn't have to slap yourself for that one.
Yeah, I didn't even have to like use my hands to get out of my shorts. I just like adjust the hips a little bit.
That's the beauty of no belt loops.
That's right.
Yeah.
This episode.
Shimmy out.
And then you can catch us next week on a new episode after that.
Yeah.
Andy
Goshi will be back again.
There you go. Back to back weeks.
For everybody, including myself.
We're just going to keep stacking guests all year. Like, it's just like, we're going to do it like fucking row, row, row your boat, you know? Like, it's just going to be, you just got to keep coming back all year long this year.
Except we're going to do it on a road and there's not going to even be water. So try to row that boat.
That'll be difficult.
Not in San Francisco if you're on the top of a hill.
Up a Creek. That was a movie.
Yeah, it's Dax Shepard.
Yeah, I wonder if anybody was in that.
Yeah.
We don't know. I don't know.
I doubt it.
Yeah.
Seems
improbable. It's been a while since you've been on, so I guess wish me congratulations for the win.
What's when's that?
The one where I completely dominated the three of you.
Oh, and Big Brother? Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, me and you, it was you and your wife got second, right? First and second, right?
No, I think, I swept it actually, but I think somebody else ended up getting second because I got America's Favorite Player and I got like first place. It was wild.
Let me see here.
My point total was like astronomical versus second place. It was a pretty big dub. It felt good. Felt good. But you've won a season. I've won two. So Andy's are dominating the Big Brother pool.
We never sent each other a final picture of who was all in there. But yeah, you know what? I got it right here. I can show you. I keep track of these things, you know, these fantasy years.
Yeah, I love it, man. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, fuck it. I can't find it. Unless I keep it at the bottom of my, I don't know what I'm doing.
But yeah, it was a damn good season. Absolutely crushed it. Damn, I'm signed out somehow.
On the thing. Yeah, you had 680 points. No. Oh, this must have been.
You took track? You kept track?
Yeah, like I put pictures in my notes and stuff like that, so I got like specific.
Oh.
But then up here in 2022 Summer Big Brother, you got first, April got second.
Yeah.
And you also got America's Fave. Yeah, see, I dropped off there. I don't know what happened there. Floridian Andy is what your name is in my notes.
I'll take that. I'll take that, you know. For the teams.
Yes.
Oh, Andy's. Drew. Andy Kaufman, Man on the Moon. Andy, Paul Rudd, Wet Hot American Summer. Andy Circus with an S, Planet of the Apes. Andy McDowell, Groundhog Day. Andy with an I. Andy Richter, Cabin Boy. Drew Wilson, Idiocracy. Andy Griffith, Spy Hard. For Andy Goshi's team of Andes, Andy Dufresne, Shawshank Redemption. Andrew Clark, B-Fast Club, Emilio. Andy Garcia, Beverly Hills Chihuahua. Andy Stitzer, Steve Carell, 40-year-old virgin. Andrew McCarthy, Weekend at Bernie's. Andy Dick, Cable Guy. Andy Daly, A Haunted House. For Andy, me, team of Andes, Andy Samberg, Hot Rod. Andrew Largeman, Garden State. Andy, Toy Story. Sophie Monk, Date Movie. Andy. Andrew Garfield, Under the Silver Lake. Andy Barkley, Child's Play. Andrew Keegan, Joey Donner. 10 Things I Hate About You. Bang.
Bang.
Would have really loved to have Man on the Moon and Child's Play, but, you know, whatever. Whatever.
Yeah.
It's just how the game goes. It's how it shakes out sometimes, you know?
That's right.
It does.
Well, thank you for coming on. Yeah. It's
Thanks
fun as always.
Yeah. Stay cool, and I love you, bitch.